Chapter 12. Lord Balaram Tours the Holy Places. After many years, the fighting between Duryodhan and his five Pandava cousins grew into a deadly and all-devouring war known as the Battle of Kurukshetra. It was painful for Balaram to see these brothers fighting one another, so he left Dwarka and went traveling to many holy places. Balaram visited places along the Saraswati, Jamuna, and Ganges rivers until he reached the holy Nayamsharanya forest. This forest was filled with thousands of elderly saints, Brahmins, and Vedic scholars. They had gathered together for a great fire sacrifice that was going to last for thousands of years. All these men stood up to welcome Lord Balaram with great honor and respect, for they all knew him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only one person did not stand up, Romaharshan Sutta, who was still sitting on the Vyasasana, the most important seat. He did not get up or even offer his respects to Lord Balaram. He foolishly thought, "I am on the most honored seat during the ceremony. All learned sages here have honored me, so there is no need for me to bow down to the Supreme Lord." Balaram stood there for a moment and considered, "It is my duty to chastise someone who pretends to be religious and wise, but does not act with the gentle behavior of a Brahmana. Romaharshan Sutta has not become meek and humble, but has developed the greatest pride." Lord Balaram had avoided the horrible Battle of Kurukshetra, but he was still responsible for upholding religious principles. After thinking about his duty, he simply struck Romaharshan Sutta with a blade of kusha grass and killed him. The Brahmins and sages humbly said, "Our dear Lord, we know that you killed Romaharshan Sutta with this unusual kusha weapon because of his sinful pride. He used his honorable position wrongly. However, we had chosen Romaharshan Sutta to preside over the sacrifice, and we blessed him to live for 1,000 years. Please, help us to do the right thing now." Lord Balaram quickly solved the problem. "According to Vedic rules," he said, "the son can take the father's place. Let Romaharshan's son, Ugrashava Sutta, take his father's place on the Vyasasana. He shall continue the talks on the Puranas and have a long life, just as you had benedicted his father. Because I should atone for killing Romaharshan, please ask from me any benediction for yourselves." The Brahmin said, "Our dear Lord, there is a powerful demon called Balvala who visits the sacred place every 2 weeks and showers us with filthy things like pus, blood, stool, urine, and wine. After killing Balvala, please continue visiting all the holy places for one more year, to be freed completely from the contamination of killing a Brahmana." When Balvala next attacked the sacred Nayamsharanya forest, the whole sky became covered with a dusty hailstorm. The air was heavy with a filthy smell. The mischievous demon showered torrents of stool and urine down upon the religious ceremonies. Then Bhavala himself appeared, flying in the sky. He was a gigantic person. His body was like a huge mass of black carbon. His hair, beard, and mustache were reddish like copper. His big beard and mustache made his mouth look dangerous and fierce. Lord Balaram called for his plow and club, which immediately stood before him. The Lord dragged Bhavala down from the sky with his plow and angrily smashed the demon's huge head with his club. Bhavala, who had been such a disturbance and curse to all saintly persons, screamed loudly and fell. He looked like a mountain with a red oxide peak, struck by a thunderbolt and smashed to the ground. The learned sages and brahmanas of Nayamsharanya thanked Lord Balaram with respectful prayers and heartfelt blessings. Thereafter, they gave him a ceremonial bath, new clothes, ornaments, and a lotus flower garland. Lord Balaram respectfully asked their permission to begin his tour. He went to holy places like Gaya, Prayag, Shalapur, Kanyakumari, and Dandakarnya, where he distributed 10,000 cows in charity to the Brahmin priests. When Balaram finished the tour, he learned that the Pandavas and Kuru brothers were still fighting at Kurukshetra. Saddened by the news, he decided to go to the battlefield to try and stop the senseless fighting. When he arrived, both Bhima and Duryodhan were forcefully fighting each other with clubs. Everyone watched as one man skillfully struck the other. They seemed to be dancing, but it was clear that both of them were very angry. Krishna and Bhima's brothers respectfully welcomed Balaram without speaking. They knew how much he loved both Bhima and Duryodhan. Lord Balaram had even taught Duryodhan the art of club fighting. Lord Balaram went over to the fighting men, saying, "My dear King Duryodhan and Bhimasena, I know that both of you heroes are the greatest fighters in the universe. Bhima, your body is powerful and strong, and Duryodhan, you fight very well with a club. Neither of you is better than the other in fighting. How can one of you be beaten by the other? Therefore, please do not waste your time. Stop this unnecessary fight." Bhima and Duryodhan were not very concerned with Lord Balaram's instructions. Unfortunately, they were concerned only with killing each other. Balaram was so sorry to see this fight between the two cousins he dearly loved that he himself decided never to fight again. He left the battlefield and returned to the saintly Brahmins of Nayamsharanya. The sages embraced him affectionately and helped him perform many religious duties. Dressed in new silk clothes and beautiful jewelry, Lord Balaram, Ananta himself, stood with relatives and friends. He looked like a shining full moon amidst the stars in the sky. Anyone who remembers these stories about Lord Balaram in the morning and evening will certainly become a great devotee of the Lord, and his life will become successful in every way.